A second win on the bounce then for Harps, whose task was made all the easier on Friday night by two standings off in the first half, which ultimately cost the visitors the game. The Galway side lost midfielder Mike Gilmore to a straight red card on 19 minutes, when he kicked out at Adam Clark. And while Harps struggled a fair bit against the 10 men, they were soon playing against 9, when Salthill defender Nicky Curran was also shown a straight red card, following an incident with Kieran Call in which the Galway man appeared to headbutt his opponent. It was 0-0 at half time, but Salthill were always going to find it tough in the second half, and barely 90 seconds after the restart, Harps got the opening goal, Adam Clark firing home from just inside the area for his third of the season. The second and third arrived within the space of 3 minutes around the hour mark. Blaine Curtis combined with Kevin McHugh to put Harps 2-0 in front, before McHugh scored the third from the penalty spot, following a foul on Clark inside the box. After that, it was a damage limitations exercise for Salthill. Their keeper Ronan Burke made a couple of fine saves to keep the score down. He did well to deny McHugh a second, and also saved well from Paul Simon Tracy. But Harps had done more than enough to pick up the 3 points, and following last weekend's fine win in Waterford, they now find themselves in the top half of this 8-team league. They play Derry City in the League Cup on Monday, and then it's Longford Town away from home in the league next weekend. Two teams who will surely provide a sterner test than Salthill Devon Galway. Final score, it was Finn Harps 3, Salthill Devon Galway 0.